Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Yeah?
Can you keep a secret?
What?
I shouldn't be talking about this. But I'm gonna not put names in it, so it should be fine.
Can we make up names?
Yeah. Well, what do you want to do? I need a guy and a girl name.
Lara and Jimmy.
That's gonna be so hard to remember, but okay. So, new neighbors, Lara and Jimmy.
Ooh.
Getting to know everybody. God, I really hate this, because now I'm not gonna be invited over to hang out anymore. Apparently, they're dating. No big deal. They're both single.
So they're on each side of you, or how does this work?
Laura and Jimmy. No, one of them is a neighbor somewhere near me. I'm keeping it very discreet.
Okay, I'm confused. I thought, so Laura and Jimmy don't live together? They're not. You said they're new neighbors, but separately.
I'm doing this encompassing all my new neighbors in the general vicinity.
Oh, got it.
Okay,
got it,
so Joe has a new house.
I'm keeping this guy so generic it hurts. Okay, because I don't want to get kicked out of my like little community of neighbors.
So you have
so
a new
cool.
house. You're in a new neighborhood, and you found out that they both are secretly dating.
Yeah, they're not cheating on anybody. They're both like they're with each other. Nothing wrong. It's like a normal relationship right. would be like live you and Jewel Daddy. No big deal.
Right.
But they have to keep their relationship secretive.
Why?
Because they work for the same place.
Ooh.
Oh.
And they were telling me situations where they were eating a meal together and they saw somebody about to come in. So the other person left, like left the table or left the booth. And it just got me thinking like, okay, they can't be the only ones. They're not like some like anomaly here. 833-563-2539. Is anybody else in a secret relationship? And who are you keeping it a secret from?
You could be anonymous, obviously.
Totally.
Me. No, I'm just kidding. But I do have a story. I have two friends who, I have a friend that was working at a company. She was a recruiter. And there was a guy who also worked there. And they had like a casual like kind of flirtation, work flirtation. And then it kind of became something more. And then basically they started to have a full-blown relationship. But they were not allowed to date because of their company policy. So they dated in secret for, I want to say, 6 months.
That's a long time.
And some other coworkers knew that they were close with, but for majority, no one knew. Then all of a sudden, their company found out and they called them into a meeting together. And they're like, we can either fire you guys or one of you guys quits right here, right now.
So what did they decide?
And so they're like, we'll give you till tomorrow. So they talked about all day. And then the girl decided, like, no, this relationship means too much to me. I mean, I've got a college degree. It's not going to be hard for me to find another job. Like, I'll just quit. So she quit her job for this man so they could stay together and they didn't have to be in secret anymore. Up to date, they're broken up now.
No!
What a dummy! You can't do that.
But they dated for like a year. Or over a year.
Some companies actually make you sign a love contract. These are real things.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
especially,
wow.
Well, I think, what did they say in our meeting? We had a company meeting. It's just, you can't date.
Oh,
like,
I think like.
Your boss.
Higher ups can't date anyone below them. But like peer to peer, you can date. But we couldn't date our boss.
Which and live one or two in the past.
No, I'm saying, I don't know.
Well, you had a crush on one of our
to.
Former bosses.
I did not.
I think this is really cool that, I don't know, I think it's kind of sneaky. Like, not sneaky, but it's kind of exciting and hot.
Like romantic.
If it's secretive. Like, I know a couple, and they're married now, and they have children. But he started off as her boss. And
ooh.
So they literally, okay, so they'd, like, spend the night together. And then he would drop her off and then, like, go around the block.
That's
and then,
so
like,
much
then
work.
Park and, like, come in, like, no big. And they just kept it totally professional. For years, and then finally they're like, okay, we're together.
So I have friends too who started dating, but the guy had an ex-girlfriend who was friends with the new girl that he was dating, so they kept it a secret for like 2 months that they were dating, but everyone else knew, but the ex-girlfriend did not know, and this friend didn't know. She went and studied abroad in Europe. So for an entire semester. So the entire semester, they're dating, they're flourishing, they're just keeping it private on social media. But everyone knows she comes back and is like hit with the reality of like, my friend and my ex are in a full-blown relationship.
Boy, that is awkward. 833-563-2539. One other thing I thought of, and I wonder if somebody will call in for this one. What if it's like if you're hiding it from your family, not your job? And the reason I bring this up, you shouldn't. It's such backward thinkings, but I know people in the day probably did. Let's say you're like black or white and you're dating somebody of a different race or anything, Hispanic, whatever it might be. And it's like your family's disapproving of that or something like that. And you're hiding it. I want to hear these stories because when my neighbors share this, I'm like, oh my gosh, really?
So what are they going to do, your neighbors?
I don't know. I mean, they're not breaking up. And as far as I know, nobody knows.
But I mean, sometimes it's hard to meet people. And obviously, you're at your job the majority of the time. So I get how people fall in love.
Mackenzie, listen, I really like you. You're great. But like, we can't be together.
That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
You can call us. We're Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now at 833-563-2539. Who's in a secret relationship? I found out my neighbors, they're not cheating, but they actually work for the same kind of a place, and that's not allowed to be in a relationship. And I guess it's been going on for a lot of, like, almost a year?
I think it's very sexy and hot and steamy, kind of sneaky, but stressful because it's like, what if you're out at a restaurant? And then you see people.
That's what they did. They were at a restaurant, they told me one time, and they saw somebody walking in. Because I guess they plan everything out. Like, they'll go like, hey, we need to be seated in this area. So they can kind of see everything that's going on.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
Like, how are you eating your food on a date or whatever, and you're like looking for somebody to run up on you? Let's go to Anonymous this morning. Hey, tell us about your secret relationship.
Yeah. So this guy that I was dating, just recently broke up with. We dated for 8 months, and he didn't tell me about he didn't tell anything about me to his family because I was white and he was Muslim, and he lived right next door to his sister, and so like he would make me park at his old apartment, and he would drive me there, and then he'd have to drive me back so they didn't know that he was dating me.
Did he sneak you through like a garage, or like did anybody ever see you walk into the house?
Yeah, like he would like make me duck down in the car until the garage door was closed.
Did you think this was kind of hot, or were you just over it after all this
effort? Yeah, for like the first 6 months, it was just kind of like hot. And then after that, it was like,
okay.
No.
I don't want to do this anymore.
I can't believe anybody thinks that's hot. It's like, you want me to do what? No, just hop in the suitcase. I'm going to roll you in. Nobody will see anything. It'll be great. Hey, thank you for calling in, Anonymous.
I had a friend who did the exact same thing with her boyfriend, but it was her ex-boyfriend, and they didn't want to know that they were back together. And her parents knew after a week of this happening. They let it go on for a month just to watch your child struggle, just as payback.
It's like, oh, good for you.
For the first 4 years of me and my ex's relationship, like, nobody had any idea we were dating. And that's mostly because I wasn't out of the closet. But one time, we were living together in San Diego, California. And I want to say, in where he's from in Michigan, we were legal. In New Jersey, we were legal. But we didn't realize, in California, like, you have to be 18. He was 17 at the time. So... And also in California, you have to be in high school till the age of 18. So he wasn't in high school. So we had to enroll him in high school, and I had to sign a paper that said I was his legal guardian.
No! Your boyfriend?
Yeah.
That's like fraud.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, though, he did call him daddy, so.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Coming up next, we got your dummy of the day, a dog. Of course, man's best friend, but probably not a good idea to use your dog for a drug test. I'll explain.